That's absolutely right. We offer much broader services. Of course, the focus on human trafficking victims is critical. Our centers offer services to children up to and youth up to age 24 who have experienced any physical or sexual assault. So that's what we do.
Base funding is what you need, and it's difficult to get.
At this time, we do not have base funding to continue operating, and it does make it difficult from a planning and staffing perspective. And of course, from my perspective as executive director, my goal is to provide the best possible services to children and youth and families when they need it, and that takes money.
Where do you get it from? Who do you need to tap into?
What we would like to achieve is base operating funding from the provincial government. We've seen some announcements recently focusing on adult victims of sex assault. And my question is, what about the children? And we are an organization that currently there are 6 centres operating in Ontario. I believe it's 9 more in development. People recognize the value of this work. We hope that the government will help us keep it going.
You've sent letters to MPPs and you're waiting for replies?
That's correct. We reached out to all MPPs in the province asking for base operating funding, and we're hoping we're going to hear from them soon. With the Me Too movement and the stories that we're hearing, many of them occurring when women and men were younger, we would like to make sure that their voices are heard much earlier on and that our services are available across this province.
Is there room for private funding of this if some corporation wanted to step up?
Yes, we welcome support from any corporation that is interested in helping us, and we will be and have been actively seeking that.